AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Witnesses say 59-year-old John Russell Hauser stood up about 20 minutes into the movie Trainwreck Thursday night and began shooting. His first victims, the two women in the seats in front of him. Emily Mann was in a row right next to Hauser before she crawled out of the theater in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Started running towards the lobby, through the lobby, and people around me are yelling, like, there's a shooter, there's a shooter. And again, I haven't made a sound yet because it didn't seem quite real.
Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says Hauser left the theater as police arrived in an apparent attempt to get to his vehicle. Then he re-entered, fired more shots before he killed himself. Five of the nine wounded people have been released from the hospital. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal had this to say when asked about tighter gun laws when it comes to mentally ill people.
We got two families that need to bury their loved ones. We got families waiting for their loved ones to leave the hospital, and they're praying for their full recoveries. I think now is the time to focus on those victims.
Authorities say Hauser legally bought the handgun at an Alabama pawn shop in 2014. Police have killed a man who randomly fired shots into the air at a busy shopping district in Los Angeles' San Fernando Valley. Michael Blake tells KNBC-TV police told him and others to get behind the building.
They took up a position, and as they got behind the Union Bank building, we heard six rapid fire, bam, 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 shots.
President Obama gets in family time during his visits to Kenya.
At his Nairobi hotel, Obama had dinner with some three dozen members of his extended family. He sat at one of two long tables, his step-grandmother, 93-year-old Sarah Obama, to his left, his half-sister, Alma Obama, to his right. Reporters were only in the room briefly, long enough to see Obama laughing and chatting and catching up with relatives he hasn't seen since before he took office. Mark Smith with the President, Nairobi, Kenya.
This is AP Radio News. Commuters in New York and New Jersey had to deal with lengthy delays 4 out of the past 5 days because of electrical cable breakdowns. There have been other delays all along Amtrak lines in the Northeast. Julie Walker reports that the train service, while apologizing for the problems, also says it doesn't have enough money.
The problems have been ongoing, and Amtrak president and CEO Joseph Boardman says he knows how to fix them.
The challenge is not finding the solution. The challenge is a funding solution.
Boardman toured one of the Amtrak substations and says one of the fixes is building a new tunnel because the existing infrastructure is old. But he says the money has to come from the federal government as well as states and cities. Funding for Amtrak has long been a contentious issue in Congress. In May, the House Appropriations Committee voted to cut Amtrak's budget by $251 million. Julie Walker, New York.
Transit officials in the New York, New Jersey area have been warning about problems with the tunnel for a couple of years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.